Overhearing the Dollmaker's Ghost on the Riverbank by Larry Levis. The Missouri is only a mile from this place, but I haven't seen it glint through the bridge railings for 2 months. Its back careless, flat, and unaging. Seen for the first time, it moves faster than you expected, like the back of an animal you glimpse from the highway but can't identify. And once, on its banks near Canada, I saw a bear moving quickly through goldenrod glance up once and judge me. Then it walked off with a sort of arrogant peacefulness in each stride, and held for a moment in the contempt of its stare, hearing the wind over the blind stones. I learned only what I knew, that the sun would go down, the bread I was eating would be water, and the river would flow under the creaking pilings until another shack came riding high in the spring floods. And trapped twice by rising water, I was lucky enough to crawl into a cave and share it with scorpions, and admire their selfishness and bless power. But nothing could laugh fear out of my house. It lived in the brown shoes I had to put on each morning, and in the cancer blooming under my father's lapel, and in my mother taking in laundry all through World War I. Fear was curious. It asked me my name, asked me to sit down, and showed me all the tools in the shed, and asked me if I knew their uses. And I lied because I needed the money, and because they said someone had to place buttons carefully in the skulls of dolls and do this over and over, I was a doll maker, until each doll grew luminous and each inhaled my gaze. And then I gave those eyes everything they asked, which was nothing, which was 30 years. And once, driving home, I saw a torn mattress high on a riverbank and wondered who had slept there and what love stains might be drying on it in the late afternoon sun and what lice might be sleeping inside it, unaware their hosts had moved elsewhere. And so strapped it over the roof of my car and got it home and sat there on it drinking wine and grinning. And it was my wide grin and all 29 teeth that remembered who I had slept with in 1947 and who was blinded at random on the street by acid thrown into her eyes and why the sky is for sale. Because in the end it wasn't a bear or a mattress on a raft that saved me. It wasn't my body like a graveyard glimpsed inside a sunset while someone is writing a letter. It wasn't even my disappearance or my cousins dredging the water. It was the river moving all night under me. It was the fast, black river that didn't care what I did, that slowed when I looked at it closely and carried twigs and shoes and a rank stench like unwashed human hair and flesh past the abandoned freight yards of the Missouri and past the white hair of women who go mad on its banks, watching for my body to surface in the warming water. And now I will sit here all night carving at a dry stick of wood, ignoring whoever it is that gets up slowly and walks back to his car and rolls up the windows so he won't hear the grass dying all around me in late August and drives away.